Residents of Clear Creek, Horse Valley, and Beaver Dam areas near Panguitch Lake were asked to leave. This Horse Valley property owner returned early Thursday morning to find...
No, it's all gone. One horse trailer that was up there, it didn't get burned, but that's it.
That was one among three cabins, a pickup truck, and two horse trailers destroyed in Horse Valley. The cabin owner did indicate that fire crews were able to save three other cabins nearby. The explosive expansion of the Bryan Head Fire is being driven by hot temperatures, dry conditions, and more than anything else, the wind, says BLM Public Information Officer Jesse Bender.
Now, as I said, the fire made an 8-mile run yesterday, yeah. And it was spotting out a half mile or more ahead of itself and starting new fire ahead of the main fire.
Such erratic fire behavior and the possibility of sudden changes in wind direction are why it is yet uncertain just when Bryan Head residents evacuated on Saturday might return, says the manager of the resort town located on the doorstep of Cedar Breaks National Monument, Brett Hauser.
It's tough, though, for the business owners. You know, we have so many business owners up there who are owner-operators, and, you know, their livelihood depends on having their doors open.
With so many of the area's resources on the mountain fighting the Bryan Head Fire, it's a bad time for people to be careless in the more densely populated areas of town, says Cedar City Fire Chief Mike Phillips, after dousing an 8-acre grass fire near homes north of Cedar City's airport Wednesday night.
Yeah, just be super careful right now. If in doubt, don't do it. Don't start that fire. Don't shoot your fireworks.
The Bryan Head Fire was started Saturday by an Iron County mountain property owner using a propane torch to burn weeds. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.